Newton Sawyer took a deep breath, held it for a moment, let it out, then leaned closer to the vid. I told you, Sammy, my friends call me Dash. Only my mother and the magistrates call me Newton.
But we're not friends,
Sammy said, his voice a flat mechanical construct that still somehow managed to ring with disdain. We're business associates at best, and after this latest debacle, not even that. Dash offered his most charming smile to the amorphous mass that was Sammy. Concepts like gender, or even having a name, didn't really apply to the blobs, or if they did, not in any way someone who wasn't also a living dollop of goo could understand. Dash didn't care. Sammy and him were how this particular blob wanted to be addressed, and since a blob's credits were as good a currency as anyone else's, who was he to argue? Sammy, that hurts, Dash said. Cuts me to the core. Of course we're friends, and friends help one another out. The delivery was a failure. Well, technically, sure, but that's not my fault. Your middleman substituted some short-lived radioisotopes for what was supposed to be in the shipment. How was I supposed to know that? The fact that they'd mostly decayed away to nothing by the time I reached the buyer is...
The point,
Sammy said. You were hired to deliver a working radioisotope generator to the buyer. That didn't happen.
Yeah, but like I said, your middleman... You accepted the shipment from him. That makes you accountable.
Just wait a second, Dash said, holding up a hand. I'm a courier, not a scientist or whatever. I just deliver these things where and when I'm supposed to. I did that.
You were hired to deliver a working radioisotope generator to the buyer. That didn't...
Okay, now you're repeating yourself. Look, it was your middleman.
He's not in my employ anymore either.
Either?
Sammy, you and me, we're... Concluding our business dealings, yes.
Dash took another breath. Okay, fine. If you just make payment, we can...
There will be no payment.
But you were hired to deliver a working radioisotope generator to the buyer. That didn't happen. Dash clenched his fists under the console. Sammy, you owe me...
Nothing,
the blob said, and disconnected. Dash stared at the vid for a moment, the only sound the various rumbles, whirs, and hums of the slipwing systems. Then he punched the reconnect command into the comms. Sammy? Sammy, don't you dare disappear on me. You owe me. Sammy? Sammy! But the vid stayed stubbornly stuck on the comm provider splash screen. Dash hammered more commands into the system, but finally just got, the receiver you are seeking is offline. Dash slammed a fist down on the console, harder than he'd meant to. Something inside popped, then an acrid whiff of a burned-out circuit filled the Slipwing's cockpit, followed by an error message on the diagnostics. It was just the latest of a dozen or so. Damn it! Dash jumped to his feet, almost smashing his head into the nav. That probably would have triggered more errors, and Dash had enough of those to deal with, but none of them really mattered because the Slipwing was almost out of fuel anyway. He stared hard at the controls. That's three jobs now without a payoff, he sighed. I guess I'll take credit on that first one. Maybe I shouldn't have spent that extra night with a lounge singer on Corona Super Prime. But you had all those fancy parts, and even a second... Dash's voice trailed off, and he shook his head. Complaining to a piece of tech designed to manage the complex calculations needed to enter into reverse unspace, a subdimension used for faster-than-light travel, would hardly get him anywhere. The nav was definitely not a good listener. You know what? He began again. Screw Sammy and screw those other assholes who cheated me out of my pay. While we're at it, to hell with the entire galaxy. Dash was nothing if not thorough in his wrath. He spun and walked out of the cockpit. For its part, the nav just did what it always did, waited for navigational input so it could steer the Slipwing to wherever Dash wanted it to go, which right now was nowhere. Dash frowned at the bottle sitting beside the nav. Is it half empty? He asked the air. Or half full? The background hum of the Slipwing was his only answer. He gave a slow nod. Yeah, I agree. Half empty. He turned his attention back to the vid. It displayed the needs slate, a listing of jobs throughout the known galaxy. They were mostly short-term, one-shot contract jobs. But that was what couriers did. Retainerships, positions that were paid across multiple jobs, were as rare as black holes, and they sure didn't go to small-time couriers like Dash. No, they went to the big courier ships, the ones with full crews and cargo holds, the ones that were corporations unto themselves. Bunch of assholes, in other words, Dash muttered. He cut himself off with another swig, then turned his attention to the vid.
Or he tried to, at least. But the world had gone soft around the edges, the data on the vid rippling like he was seeing it underwater. He had to concentrate on each word, one after another, to get them to make sense. A soft chime from the Slipwing's master computer plucked Dash's attention away from the vid, making him lose his train of thought. What? Fuel level is nearing critical, the master said. In 6-hour shipboard time, there will not be enough to both maintain full system power and travel to the nearest habitable. I know. What do you think I'm doing? Dash paused to burp. It filled his mouth with a sour taste of warm brandy. Not the best choice, I see. The master said nothing else. It had said all it needed to say. He couldn't really afford a better system, the kind that had a personality. The Slipwing had enough anti-deuterium in its tanks to power the ship for a long time yet. But add in the amount needed to translate her through unspace to the nearest port, and Dash had. He looked at the engineering panel, took a moment to focus, then another to puzzle out what it was telling him. Enough fuel for a short ride, and then the Slipwing would be unable to go anywhere useful. Sure, he could keep him alive, but he'd be a world of one man, stuck in a remote place among the cold stars of the galaxy. And even that wouldn't last, and then she'd be his tomb. But if he translated now, he'd likely end up somewhere with no work. He might even have to sell the Slipwing just to keep a roof over his head and food in his belly, and that would leave him stuck planetside somewhere he wouldn't want to be. He checked the nav. Tilly's planet. That was the only habitable world he could reach from this desolate patch of space, so he'd be a permanent resident of Tilly's planet. But there were people on Tilly's planet he owed credits to, so not just a resident, but a desperate resident in hiding.